All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, July 5th of 2024. Looking at, we have a 12-game MLB main slate later this evening, as well as a 3-game WNBA slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, we're going to get the app pulled up here. Quite a few questions to get us started today. Got about six questions here in the queue. If you do have questions, feel free to send those on over and we'll get to all the questions before the end of the show. But it looks like the first question that I see here came in from Chuck. So let's get this one in the chat and let's get kicked off. All right. Chuck said, if you have the highest live projection on the live leaderboard, is that the contest sim essentially telling you that you are in a position to bink? Yes, I think the easiest way, like if you're actually watching the live leaderboard, is that there is a win rate, like a live sim win rate percentage. I would just look at that. That basically tells you, hey, you know, I'm, X percent likely to win this contest. I think that is like the most clear indicator of you are going to win the contest, but that should coincide with live projection. I just think the difference is that live projection doesn't tell you, it'll say like, okay, hey, I am, you know, currently most likely to win based on projection, but that's kind of like all or nothing. The sim win rate gives you like a percentage, like, hey, when we run the live sim from this point with everything we see, you know, you're winning this contest 12% of the time, 23% of the time, 36% of the time, however likely that ends up being. So sim win rate just ends up being a better indicator. All right. Had one here from Sam, and someone I believe Average Tuesday was kind enough to answer this for me ahead of time. So what's the difference between unique rank and random for the save methods? Having a brain fart and can't remember. So he did link the support document that answers this question. So thank you. I'll drop it here in the chat for anybody that wants to needs a refresher or as well, or, you know, wants more clarification as to what all of the different fill methods do here, but I'll just cover these two right now. So just drop the link to that support article here in the chat. And then as far as unique rank and unique random. So basically imagine I have three single entry contests and I have three unique lineups. When I use unique rank, however the contests appear in the contest dropdown, that is the order that the lineups will go. So lineup one will go into the top contest. Lineup two will go into the middle. Lineup three will go into the third. When you use unique random, it is essentially what it's saying. It is randomly assigning a lineup to a contest. So lineup three could go in lineup one. Lineup one could go in lineup two. Lineup two could go in number three. Or, you know, you can mix it around however it ends up working, right? You could sit there and click fill unique random and get a different lineups assigned to different contests each and every time. So those are what those two options do. The unique part of it, like the word, you know, it says unique rank, unique random. What it's doing is it's making sure that every lineup gets used at least one time before any lineup is used more than once. So what happens is, you know, if you have two lineups and you have three contests, it will only use one more than once, right? Like one lineup will not end up in both entries and the other two lineups get excluded. That will not happen. So those do. All right. Next question here from Sick Hemi. Question says, two-parter, actually. We'll hit this first part first. Use the self-sim twice these past 2 days. Non-profitable. What am I doing wrong? And then a second question, a little bit different. So we'll start here. So the answer is you might not be doing anything wrong. And I know that's maybe not what you want to hear. Maybe not the most enlightening question. But like the reason I say that is because there is a way to go and check to see if you actually are doing something wrong, right? And the best way to do that is to use the contest flashback feature. So this, you know, slate yesterday that you were not profitable on, maybe you played the 7-game early slate. You should be going back in here and then go and find the contest you played in the contest dropdown. You know, say you played the $12 single entry, right? You come in here and then you go and you find yourself and you see what your sim ROI is. So just to be clear, like, you know, we did that MLB backtesting project where we took a winning player, somebody who has a 20% expected ROI, and we did season bankroll simulations, right? And what we found was that winner, that winning player was only profiting 6 to 8 days in a calendar month. So they were losing 22 to 24 days in a calendar month, even though they were a winning player. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you might not be doing anything wrong, but because of the top heavy payout structures, because of the nature of DFS, you just end up losing anyways. So that's why it's so important to go back into these slates, because this will tell you, hey, is this just one of my losing days, or am I actually putting in bad lineups? And then you come in here, you know, you go over to the players tab, you go to users, you know, you can either one, right click on username, filter for yourself. If your DK name is linked, you should be the top row. It should be like frozen with your DFS ID. And then, you know, come in here and sort by sim ROI. Say, hey, okay, you know, the top lineup was X sim ROI. You know, was I at the top? Am I near? And then you can start to study the best lineups here and then figure out, hey, what are they doing different? And what am I doing different? And why isn't it working out for me, sim ROI wise? This will tell you if you're on the right track or if you need to readjust and, you know, go back to the drawing board. So this is going to tell you more. This is actually going to tell you more than winning or losing on a night-to-night basis. All right, next question here, the second part of the question. Is it best to run the contest sim right before lock? If so, how close to lock, if that helps? So I'll preface this by saying the worst thing that you can do is miss lock, right? So never cut it close. Like if you're like, hey, I need, you know, 5 minutes to get my lineups in, it's usually about how long I take. I'm going to start at 6 minutes. I would not do that. I would start with like 10 minutes, right? If something goes wrong, at least you can start over and, you know, you have a couple extra minutes, right? So what I would recommend here is, in a perfect world, if you can wait till all of the lineups on a slate are locked, great. Because then, you know, nothing's going to change. But if you're in a situation where you're getting closer to lock, you're, you know, the time you need personally to get your stuff in is, you know, approaching, well, then, you know, what I would be looking for is, hey, you know, even if I would check to make sure that the games that are starting at lock or near lock, those lineups are confirmed, and then I would go. So, for instance, today, you know, there's a 4:05 Pacific time, 4:10, 4:10, 4:10, 4:20, and then a 5:05. So there's this big, you know, 40-minute gap between the Philly and Braves and then the Rays and the Rangers, right? Like, I would make sure these first five games all had their lineups in, and then I would run my initial set of lineups, and then I would run my contest sim, enter those lineups if I'm in a time crunch, and then I can always come back and do a late swap once that new information that I need is available. So if you can, wait till all the lineups are confirmed. If you can't, if you're in a crunch, at least make sure that, you know, you're accounting for the games that are starting. And then when you come back, not only are you going to have that new information that you were waiting on, you're also going to have the actual ownership from the games that have already locked, and then the ownership is going to be even more efficient, even more correct than if you had done it pre-slate. All right. Next question here from Gonzalez. Can I convert my favorites into a build? If not, how can I run Sims on my favorites pool? Okay, good question. So let's start by putting some lineups in the favorites tab. So I have these 20 lineups, right? So let's say, hey, I want to favorite these 20 lineups. I'm going to click the star icon, send those 20 lineups to the favorites, and then I'm going to go to the favorites. So now, if you want to take these lineups and run contest sims on them, what you have to do is you have to download this lineup file using the download icon next to my lineups. And say my lineups, parentheses, it says 20. So that's just the number of lineups in your favorites here. And then this little download icon. So what I would do is I would download these lineups. I would go to a new build where there are no lineups. I would right click on the build name. I would go to upload pool. And then I would go and grab that file that I just downloaded. And then now I have successfully exported my lineups from the favorites to a new build. So that is how I would do that. All right. Sammy said, what is a great reason to compare ROI versus risk-adjusted ROI? Both are strong metrics, right? But we do recommend using risk-adjusted ROI as opposed to ROI. And, you know, we've talked about this a little bit, but I'll, you know, happy to cover it again. So basically, and you know, we actually have a support video on this. I'll drop it here in the chat for everybody. But basically, you know, ROI comes directly from the sim, and all it's doing is it's over the 100,000 contest sim simulation, it's adding up money won, and then it's taking that against entry fees, right? So if you're playing a $1 single entry and we do 100,000 contest sims and you won $110,000, then you would divide that by the entry fees, which is $100,000, and then you would have, you know, a 10% ROI. Because you made 10% more than you spent. So that's how you get your ROI. Now, what risk-adjusted ROI does is the risk-adjusted part is the part you need to key in on. It's looking at how the lineup won the money. And, you know, how often was it cashing? How often was it winning the contest? How often was it placing high? And then it's giving it a risk-adjusted score. So it's saying, hey, you know, it's looking at, like, basically the lineup the lineup's payout distribution, right? Like over 100,000 contest sim, the lineup is going to have a payout distribution where it's like a graph, and you could graph, you know, all of its different caches and finishes and non-finishes and or the times that it won money versus lost money. And then it's looking at that distribution and then saying, hey, based on this distribution, I actually think lineup two is better than lineup one, even though they have the same ROI. Because the lineup distribution for lineup two is a little bit better, and this makes it a little bit safer of a lineup to play. So that is what is going on with ROI versus risk-adjusted ROI. All right. Jumping over to the live YouTube chat. Pope said, when using risk-adjusted ROI before lock, and if you late swap each lock, should you run ROI each time after initial lock? And what about making adjustments to stacks, etc.? Thank you. Good question. So I'll tell you how I personally handle this. And there was a pro video with Jordan and Matt where, like, they did kind of talk about this, where Matt essentially says something like, at some point in the slate, you should switch to ROI, because at some point you're basically just trying to maximize dollars earned. And at that point, you just want to get, you know, the most money back for each possible lineup. Now, the way that I do that in practice, and they might do it differently, I'm not sure, but the way that I do that in practice is I usually wait for a slate to be about an hour in to switch. I want the games to play out a little bit. I want to have some, what's like live projection. I want, you know, the slates to be going on. You know, a couple guys hit a home run, pitchers do well, pitchers do bad. I want some of that information to be available for the live contest sim before I switch my metric. If I think that, you know, one inning has gone by, two innings have gone by, like I will not switch between 405 and 420. There's 15 minutes between the first game, 10 minutes between the next three. You know, for me, I'm not going to get enough information in this small period of time where I think making the switch from risk-adjusted ROI to ROI makes sense. I might start to get that information about an hour into the slate. So then by then I will definitely change. And then by the end of the night, you know, the 640, 710 window, yeah, I'm just trying to maximize either cashing rate for lineups that are doing bad or winning rate for lineups that are doing good. I'm trying to get them, you know, the rest of the way home, get them all the way to the top of my contest. So that's my opinion about how I do it. As far as switching from risk-adjusted ROI to ROI. All right, next question. For risk-adjusted ROI, is it possible at some point for the sport team to work on showing the graph associated with the outcomes similar to the projection graphs for players? I think that would be really cool. Yeah, I'm happy to take that back to the team as a feature request here. Sorry, guys, I'm a little sick today. Feature request, show lineup. Payout distribution. Yeah, I think that'd be cool. You know, it'd be like a nice little visual. You know, I think that people underestimate the cashing rates of their lineups in contests. And like, just for example, you know, take like a 20 max contest, right? Say, you know, you're playing the $1 20 max. The cashing rate is 26%. So let's just round to 25. So this means that an average player will only cash five lineups out of 20. So that means, you know, five in the green, 15 lineups over to the left in the gray, right? I think a lot of people, you know, they see that and they're like, oh my God, why do I have so many lineups that are doing bad? But like, that is the nature of the payout structure. Like that is if you are, you know, right on par with the rest of the field, right? So, you know, 15 lineups, like if you're cashing half of your entries, if you are cashing, you know, 10 out of 20 lineups, that is phenomenal. You know, you're twice as good as the field as far as your cashing rate goes. You are, you know, a way, way, way better player than, you know, everyone else in the contest if you're doing that consistently, right? So be aware of, like, you know, what you actually are expected to achieve there, and then tame your expectations accordingly. But yeah, I think payout distribution graphs would be pretty cool to see in the app. All right. Taking a peek here in Discord, all caught up there, and looks like we're all caught up in the YouTube chat as well. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern for our Saturday show. I know we skipped the past couple weeks, but I am back this week. So looking forward to it. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And then until tomorrow, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.